Nerds Talking, the podcast.
Yo, we talk about lightsabers, stunning your TV screens, what you want to stream, everything beyond your dreams. Want to talk about movies, sports, or even politics? Go ahead and tune into us, we'll give you all of it. Whatever your debate, Xbox or PlayStation, Marvel or DC, Mac or PC. Teraflops when the movie drops, gigabytes, chips, RAM, no matter what it is, we got all of it. Welcome to the show.
Nerds Talking, the podcast.
Welcome to Nerds Talking, the podcast. I'm here with Carlos. That's all I have. That's all I have for you as one person. You're probably thinking,
I can wrangle up.
First, one guy, he's off for the time being, and then Laura drops off because she went to New Orleans and probably hit the bottle too hard or something. And Carlos is here. So there you go. So it's just Carlos and me, Lafayette. And it's Friday, a new episode of Nerds Talking, the podcast. Hopefully you're joining us also on YouTube, where we are now there with every episode of Nerds Talking. So check it out on YouTube. Is it updated every week?
Yep.
All right, there you go. There you go. A lot of content on YouTube because the shows are kind of broken up where you get the full show, but you also get segments of the show. So you can check it out on YouTube. And just look up Nerds Talking Podcast and you will find us on YouTube. So there you go. This, or I should say today, big movie release, something I've been anticipating for 2 years. I think so.
Talking about Dune or Doom?
Dune 2.
Finally not Doom.
Comes out. Not Doom, no. But Dune. Dune 2 comes out, starring a whole slew of people. Timothy Chalamet, Dave Bautista, Austin Butler, Zendaya.
Josh Brolin.
That's right. Josh Brolin. Yeah, has a ton of people in it.
Josh Brolin's character, he doesn't have a little dog, does he? Because he's playing the Patrick Stewart character from the original, and he had a little dog.
I don't recall.
Yorkie.
I'm probably going to watch the first one again before I watch the second one. Josh Brolin came out and said the worst movie he's ever made in his career, and he'll talk shit about it any chance he gets it. Gets a chance Doom? To talk shit about it. No, Jonah Hex. Jonah Hex.
Oh.
Yeah. That was with him and was it Megan Fox, right? I think, wasn't it?
I don't know. Was that billed a DC movie, though? Or just a Warner Brothers movie?
Good question. I don't know. But that's, it's a based horrible off the comic. Movie. It is a horrible movie.
It can't be as bad as Wild Wild West.
No, it's worse. It's worse.
Really? I've not seen Jonah Hex.
Wild Wild West has some entertaining factors to it. Well, Jonah Hex is bad. It's really fucking bad. So Josh Brolin is in Dune 2, so check that out. Also, if you haven't seen Avatar, it is out, like we said, on Netflix. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Beef. Did you watch Beef on Netflix?
Yeah, I got sucked into that crap.
So you didn't like it?
I didn't like it.
Starring Ali Wong and Steven Yeun?
Over the top, a little too over the top.
Well, they announced season 2.
Oh, my God.
Season 2 does not star the same people, though. It's a whole different couple. Matter of fact, it's two couples. Couple number one, Jake Gyllenhaal and Anne Hathaway.
Oh.
Couple number two, two newcomers. So, people you don't know, really. So, but, they're going to do two couples with Beef, and one is Jake Gyllenhaal and Anne Hathaway. So, that should be interesting. So, when they announced season 2.
It's the second time they've worked together.
Well, they worked together before.
Yeah, Jake was, I forget the name of the movie, but he was a pharmaceutical salesman and he worked for Pfizer.
Oh, that's right. Roadhouse.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, they spent the whole movie basically just banging each other about the whole movie.
I think I saw that movie. But I don't know. Roadhouse, though, coming direct to Amazon Prime, the director's pissed off about it.
Why is that? I saw that today.
He thought it was going to go theatrical, and Jake Gyllenhaal came out and said, I knew all along it was a streaming movie. They told me when I signed up for it. How does the director not know this? I'm like, yeah, how does he not know this? What is he upset about? That's what it was. I knew it was a streaming movie when they announced it because Amazon said they're making Roadhouse for Amazon Prime. And yet the director seems confused. Oh, well. Yeah, some people are just idiots, I guess. And our boy Dave Bautista, he's come out and said that he wants to be in the new DC universe and he will only play a villain. That's it. So we'll see who that would be, but only a villain and nobody else. And he doesn't want to do any more action roles or, you know, kind of like the big, just brute Drax type of roles. So he only wants to play more serious roles. We'll see. But he did say that Drax is no more. He will no longer play Drax. Doesn't matter what they offer him. He's done with Drax. So there you go. So there's that. And what else we got here on our dockets? We watched a movie called Next Goal Wins. We'll talk about that today. That's on Disney Plus. That stars Fassbender. Michael, damn it, is it Michael Fassbender? I don't even know his first name. Anyway, it's about the America Samoa soccer team, and they basically playing World Cup qualifying matches and so forth. And we'll talk about that movie. You can catch it on Disney Plus. It just came out. It's actually directed by Taki Waititi, Waititi Jones. He did Thor Part 3 and 4. He also did We Live in the Shadows. So we'll talk about that and more here on Nerds Talking the Podcast. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this on Nerds Talking the Podcast.
New episodes of Nerds Talking every Friday. And don't forget about Taco Tuesdays every Tuesday, only here on the Nerds Review Network.
Welcome back to Nerds Talking the Podcast. I'm here with Carlos and I'm Lafayette. Remember to rate, subscribe, review, turn on notifications, tell your friends every single Friday. New episode of Nerds Talking the Puppet. Guess that's how I say it now. Nerds Talking the Podcast on every platform, from YouTube to Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, you can hear Nerds Talking the Podcast. We're going to jump right into our movie review of the week. It is a movie on Disney Plus called Next Goal Wins. It is the true story about the America Samoa soccer team that lost 7 straight games, couldn't score a goal, and got blown out at one point 31-0, I think it was, in a soccer game. 31-0
Australia.
I have been there before. When I coached soccer, we beat a soccer team like 28-1. And they had to stop the game. We didn't finish the game. We just stopped it because the other team was so bad that we just said, forget it. Let's just call the game off. I mean, it's almost like scoring at will. Just dribble up and score anytime you want. That's how bad they were. And that's basically the America Samoa soccer team. So we'll start off with Carlos. He is the local soccer fella. What'd you think of Next Goal Wins on Disney Plus, starring Michael Fassbender?
Next Goal Wins by Taki Waititi is actually pretty funny. It's an entertaining movie, like you said, based on a true story. Some of the things I didn't like was I didn't understand why America Samoa even had a national team. They were that bad. Why bother having a national team? I'm sure it has something to do with fees. There's got to be some sort of fees you pay into the American Federation in order to have a team as a national team. That's the only reason I'm guessing they had one, because they had no business having one. It was nice to see the kid who played The Rock from, was the show called The Rock or what was it?
Young Rock.
So that kid was in there. He played the goalie. It was a fun story. It was a good watch. I could have swore Taki Waititi's character had like One Punch Man on his religious robe at the beginning. I could have swore it was on there, like his face. But yeah, but check it out. Obviously, Michael Fassbender, the real character, Thomas Rongen, was much, much older when he took the role or as the coach. When you see at the end of the film, it shows the actual footage. But I would give this movie a 3 out of 5. It's worth a watch. It's entertaining, but there was just some things that just kind of bugged me about it. I'll probably pick on them as you give us your review.
I think he only coached 2 games for the team. That's it. So,
I think it was 3 games
or 3 maybe at most, but
yeah,
still.
And then he left.
I mean, they lost 7 straight, and then I think they have a team because America paid for it. That's all. It's the reason. That's why the American Federation showed up to that game and like, yeah, if you don't perform, we're just gonna end this shit. So I think that's the reason why I thought the movie was, it was, It was a Disney movie. Like, it felt like a Disney movie from like the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and I don't know. I just didn't care for it because the coach, he all of a sudden had a moment of epiphany when he quit halfway through the game, that he's selfish, took them all. Oh, I'm selfish. I'm all, you know what? This soccer doesn't mean much. Let's just have fun. And I was like, okay. Like, yeah, he's one of those guys, probably in real life too, where he thinks he deserves more. Like, yeah, I'm better than this, you know? Oh, I'm way better than this. I should be coaching like the Premier League, like Man U. Like, that's how good I am. And I don't know. The funniest person to me was the person that was the coach beforehand. He was hilarious. He's just super nice. Okay, you know what, guys? That's fine. If we lose, it's okay. We tried. We did our best. Like,
and even the guy who runs a federation, he was funny too. He had like a heat stroke, but he thought he was having a heart attack because they finally scored. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, the funniest bits were those two characters. But I mean, it came off like after school, you know, PG, you know, the movie. And I don't know if I'd give it a 2.5. It's, you know, I don't know if I'd watch it ever again. I mean, it's whatever. I mean, it's very short. I think it's like an hour and 20 minutes, you know, very short. I mean,
now that you're talking and now that I think about it, I think you're right. I'm going to change my score to 2.5. Yeah, it was a pretty mediocre film. It was funny. It got me entertained. It kept me entertained. But yeah, the most heartfelt part of the film was when he started telling a story about his daughter in the locker room.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was
because it kind of gets you, because remember when he's listening to his daughter's voicemail?
Yeah. Yeah. You're wondering why they're saved. Like, why do you have saved messages?
Well, not that you're also listening when he listens to one of them about her going to college and wish he was there. So you think that he's missing out, like he should be back at home and his daughter's going to school. And you're thinking, oh, so he's kind of homesick. He wants to be with his daughter. Then you come and find out he saves messages because his daughter passed away in a car accident.
Yeah.
But the team has a transgender player, the first ever in a World Cup match, a World Cup qualifying match, was on America Samoa. And the goalie that lost that game 31-0, still the goalie till this day.
Hey, he's 40-something now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, do they not have any other players on this little island? But this island has millions of people. Nobody wants to play soccer. So I don't know. I know he wanted to tell the story because I think he's from there, the director.
And he is had, he? No, he's from New Zealand.
Is he from New Zealand? He is from New Zealand. I don't know why he told the story. What a waste of time.
I don't know why I told the story either.
What a waste of time. It's just pass. Let me tell you, if it's on Disney Plus, you're like, this might be interesting. No, just watch something else for 90 minutes. Anything.
I didn't even recognize Luke Hemsworth, but he was the shitty Australian guy that came to the party afterwards.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
They had some notable actors in it. I mean, they had, what's Amy Poehler's husband's name? He hosts the Lego show.
Oh, Will Arnett. Yeah.
Will Arnett. He's Will Arnett. Not a good actor, but, you know, Will Arnett's in it. The girl that's the lead in another really popular Netflix show. Like, really popular.
Elizabeth Moss?
There you go. Elizabeth
Moss.
Paid the
ex-wife or the separated wife, whatever.
Yeah.
Darby from Jumanji.
Yep, from Jumanji. Exactly. So there's definitely recognizable people. You'll notice them. But the movie's not good. So I don't want to tell you. It's not a good movie. Whatever. All I know, Bitcoin went up. How's that? Bitcoin. There you go. Bitcoin update. So went up $23,000 in the last 60 days. So you got Bitcoin. That'll cheer you up.
So. Yeah, but let's talk about the real winner.
Well, so Dogecoin went from 2 cents to 12 cents to 10 cents, but it is up.
Yeah.
It's up 8 cents. I mean, rich people, I guess.
I'm rich, bitch.
Wow.
I got 2 million Dogecoin. As soon as that hits a dollar, I'm going to let it ride.
As soon as it hits a dollar, somebody will be inheriting that money from you because you won't be here. That's for sure. So,
waiting for my Shibu to kick in. Got 9 million of those.
People that own Shibu are like, goddamn, fool's gold. Idiots.
Yeah.
Idiots. But,
What are you talking about?
Oh, Shibu, come on. Never going anywhere. Ever. Like, ever, ever. Ever, ever.
Apple. Bitcoin.
Apple decided to not make their electric car anymore. They've been working on it for like 5 years. I don't know why Apple wants to make electric cars. Very confusing to me.
I think it's because they want to be the leader, like almost everything, right? I mean, the computer, watches, phones, whatever. You know, well, moving into cars.
Well, and the rumor now is they're not going to make their own car. They're going to buy Rivian, the company Rivian.
Really?
Instead. Yeah, that's the rumor. I don't think they're going to do it.
Well, Rivian's doing well. I don't see why. I don't know.
No, I mean, if I was the owner of Rivian, of course, I'd sell the company if it's a huge profit. But
well, I guess so. If it's for Apple, I'm sure.
At the same time, why would Apple want to get into automotive? It's just so, like, I don't know. It's stupid. And then Tesla's having a hard time. They're like, they lost a ton of money recently. Like, $85 million or $800 million, something like that. Like, the car's not selling at the rate they want them to sell. They're selling at a shitty rate right now. And even in California, they're saying that the drop off of electric vehicles is massive, which is their number one market is California, and people aren't buying them as much. So
Tesla had a vehicle, the Model S Plaid, originally started out at 180,000 or 160,000. I don't remember now, but it would go from 0 to 60 in under 2 seconds.
Hell yeah.
This vehicle is, you can now find it for less than 70,000. So the people who had bought it originally are so mad that the price had dropped so much. That's probably why there's such a drop-off, because people aren't getting the return on investment on these damn cars.
I think they have the
cost
worst
for saving gas, too. I don't think you're saving that much money between gas and the electricity you have to pay for these cars and the price of the cars.
I think you save money there. What you lose money on is warranty. Insurance goes through the roof when you buy a car like that. You know, you can't buy extended warranties on those cars. You can only get whatever it comes with, and that's that. The battery goes out, you're pretty much fucked, because you have to pay a shitload of money for a replacement to replace the batteries. So yeah, there's just too much involved in those cars. And then I was told, oh man, Apple's gonna get shit on. I was like, what do you mean? Tesla's coming out their own phone. Who the fuck wants a Tesla phone?
Who cares, man?
You know,
it's going to be electric.
No. I was like, first of all, no Apple user is ever going to switch their phone. It's not likely. It's just not likely.
I'm an Apple user, or I'm an iPhone user. I'm not going to switch my phone.
That's what I mean. It's not going to happen. And this person that told me said, oh, but they're going to have this AI. Tesla's going to have like the number one AI. Look, all because dipshit McGee's in charge of Tesla, it doesn't mean it's going to be the best thing. All right. So it's like.
Now, the person who told you this, are they a Tesla owner?
They are a Tesla owner. Yeah. Yeah.
Are they going to switch phones? Are they going to have a Tesla phone?
Sure sounded like it. Sure. Like, had a hard time.
I know this
for
person
it.
Currently has an iPhone.
The person does have an iPhone. Yep. Mm. Does have an iPhone. Yep. So, you know, it's.
Unless NVIDIA is supplying this AI. Everybody's got AI already.
Yes, but NVIDIA, or how do they want to say it? Some people just say NVIDIA. Their stock shot through the roof, but that's because they released a supercomputer AI. You know, so it's a difference. You can't put that on a phone. It's about as big as like 4 shoeboxes combined. Like, walk around with that in your backpack. Like, it's my supercomputer plugged to my Tesla phone. So, I mean, hey. Maybe Dennis will get a Tesla phone. Who knows? So, we'll see. We'll see. So, there's that. And I don't know. Like I said, it's weird. People that like have this like hard on for Elon Musk does something, and they're like, "Oh man, I gotta have it." The same person, as you know, wants also a Cybertruck. So,
well, these are the same people that when every time Steve Jobs opened his mouth, they wanted it wrapped around their cock. That's just how they were.
Yeah, but then you'd get cancer. You know?
I didn't know it worked that way.
Yeah, that's how people get cancer.
No idea.
You didn't know that. No, cancer's the new AIDS. No. Yeah.
Apparently so.
Yeah. Cancer's the new AIDS. So, okay. Right. So don't, if there's a mogul, AIDS? There's a mogul you really like, do not suck his cock.
No, I remember this. I know who you're talking about, this person. I remember one time they had said, $1 million, would you suck Michael Jordan's dick? And they said yes.
But which part do you think they really wanted more, though? The $1 million? or say that, hey, man, I've had the goat in my mouth. Excuse me, sir? You've had a goat in your mouth?
I mean, not goat cheese. Goat. Oh, I had goat cheese. Too. Well,
yeah.
I guess.
I mean, goat what you call before. It. Yeah. I had a, like a Kazakhstan goat. Restaurant. No. This goat's from Chicago. Oh, well.
From North Carolina.
Out of North Carolina. Like, oh, damn. And then eventually, a wizard's dick.
What?
You sucked the wizard's dick? That's right. And I got $1 million. Like, oh shit. Where's this wizard at?
Well, these days $1 million is pretty worthless. You better ask for more. Well, I guess with inflation it'd be worth it, but
plus it's a wizard. Yeah. You know that money vanquished as soon as he said
disappeared.
Like he walked out of the room, got my where the fuck's my money at? Walks back into the room's empty. Wizard's gone.
Like, oof.
Poof. Ah. Well, at least I can say I stuck the wizard goat stick.
You got me. You got me. The memories will live forever, though.
Forever. Memories. I will suck a goat wizard stick. So, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, right. I do recall that, though. I do recall that. Some people are kind of fanatics on certain things, and I just don't get it. I don't.
Yeah.
It's like the guy that I met that had a Cybertruck. He wouldn't stop talking about it to me like he was trying to sell it to me. And then he's like, and I ordered another one. I was like, what the fuck you need?
Oh, you told me this. Yeah.
You only drive one at a time. What do you need two for? Like, and he's like, me and my wife got 4 Teslas now, 2 trucks and 2 SUVs. And I was like, there's only 2 of you. What is this deal with needing duplicates? Like, you know. Are you going to drive the truck and call the wife? Bitch, you better not be driving another truck.
Like, it's a power move is all it is. They're showing off. They're clearly doing well for themselves, or they have really good credit and they're
No, he told me. He told me like he owns a successful business. Because he said one of the trucks he's wrapping for his business.
Oh, so it's for gonna be
yeah, yeah,
sure.
Yeah. So, and I was like, cool, man, if you can afford it, cool. But yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, I saw it in person and it is an ugly fucking thing.
I've seen them too. And they're like, they're now seen around here and around town where I'm at. And then one person I know saw it and then posted a picture of it. Oh, the future is here is what they wrote. I'm like, the future looks like an unrendered game.
Yeah,
looks
no,
like
seriously.
It didn't quite fill in. No, this is ugly trucks, man. They're super ugly.
Yeah. They look, they do look
them
like
the future though. That's what I don't understand.
I think because from when we were younger, that's kind of how the future was portrayed. You know what I mean?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like literally if we watched the movie back in the '80s that took place in 2005, that's what the vehicles looked like in those movies.
Yeah.
These chrome, very square looking fucking vehicles. And people are like, that's the future, dude. Like, that's not how I view the future. The Tesla original one, the car itself, that's more futuristic. The truck looks like it's a military prototype. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
A military prototype. But hey, if you can buy one and you enjoy it, then it's like I say, there's no reason to tell somebody you're stupid. You bought it, hey, enjoy it. Fuck it. Whatever. You know.
You can afford it. Hey, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good
I mean,
for you.
But I will not suck a wizard's dick. Not for $1, not for any money. A genie's dick's different.
Well, I guess he could just use his powers and make you do it.
Maybe you're right. Wizards can't. I guess wizards would do that over because genies don't really control
you.
Well,
wizards are good guys,
you.
So maybe they wouldn't. A warlock on the
wizards aren't good guys. You stupid. Merlin wasn't good.
Merlin was a good guy. He was King Arthur's wizard, his right hand man. Wrong with you?
Yeah.
Harry Potter was a wizard.
Who? Harry Potter. Ah, he was a phony. Fucking. Phony.
Warlocks, on the other hand, was bad.
Warlocks.
Guys.
Would you guess? Yeah, I guess suck a warlock's dick. Yeah. Interesting. It's a whole different thing now. A whole different thing.
You know what's funny is that the movie Blade Runner is supposed to be taking place in 2019.
Seems realistic.
Yeah, I don't see any of those. Yeah, I guess it just didn't pan out like they thought it would.
Well, everybody, even Back to the Future 2, all those type of movies. Yeah. Nothing.
The flying cars. And
the closest one, one of the closest, the most accurate, is go back and watch Demolition Man. Where they had like fake iPads and
the Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah. Even the phones looked like similar to iPhones, all that stuff. That does.
Well, they did have self-driving cars, so that's pretty close. The Teslas are.
There you go. Self-driving. The three seashells. Still never understood that.
Yeah. I think that's
Taco
a thing
Bell.
Somewhere.
What is it?
The three shells are actually a thing somewhere.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Probably Japan. Has to be.
No, well, Japan still has the ones where you have to squat on the floor.
No, the I'm not going ones. There then.
Yep. They still have traditional ones.
Yeah. I did watch the new movie, TV show Shogun on FX.
Well, I saw episode one.
Yeah. Turn it off.
I remember the original. Yeah. I remember watching the original.
The original TV show or movie?
The original movie. TV show. It was a series.
But it's not the same, though.
It's the same.
So this is a remake?
Why? Yeah, it's a remake.
Oh, okay. Okay. So they slander the Portuguese in that one, too, then. Interesting.
I don't know. I remember watching it, but I don't remember it too much. I used to watch it with my mother first. It was a weekly thing on TV.
She won't watch it now. There's no Koreans in it.
So. Yeah, she's big on the Korean soap operas.
Just keep her. Just Korean soap operas, yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, it's a good show. I saw the first two. There's no action in it. So people are expecting, because it's Shogun Samurai, there's no action. It's all diplomatic, you know. Where'd the Portuguese hide all the goods that they stole from the Japanese? And if people don't know, back in the day, the Portuguese basically plundered and colonized everyone and took all their shit. And then about halfway, they gave up. They just said, fuck it. We're bored. We found enough wine. Let's just drink it. So, there you go. So what, Shogun on FX? Check it out. So we'll talk Avatar, The Last Airbender after a break. Anything else before we go to break? You got anything for me? Oh, nothing like usual.
No, I just got the original Shogun was from 1980. Richard Chamberlain played John Blackthorne.
All right. There you go.
Well, there you go.
No one's going to watch that shit, but okay. So check it out. Anyway, take a break here on Nerd Talking Podcast. We'll be right back after this.
Taco Tuesdays with Nutso and Chuck the Rap Star. Every Tuesday on the Nerds Review Network. Grab a taco, take a seat, pop a burrito, it's gonna get deep. Subscribe and turn on your notifications, and don't forget to hit that like button.
Welcome back to Nerds Talking the Podcast. We're with Carlos and I'm Lafayette, the original nerds. Well, there was three of us, but, you know, he's busy buying a Tesla phone right now. So, let's jump into Netflix released the Nickelodeon animated live-action version of Avatar, The Last Airbender. Now, I was never into the cartoon. Now, I probably watched half the first season, and that's it. So, I don't know all the storylines. I know how Aang gets to where he is and how he gets frozen in ice for 100 years. That I know. And that's pretty much what I know about Aang. And that's all I know about Avatar. I know nothing else.
So not being an avid watcher of the original, what did you think of this one?
I thought it had a great budget. Good casting of characters. Had a lot of action. A lot of action. Had a kaiju. Didn't expect that shit to happen. It had a creature that kind of looked like, what's that movie? The handheld camera movie that they made like three movies out of?
Cloverfield.
But that creature in the show looked just like it.
Just looked like it. Yeah, just the one that like was it. In the forest. The forest.
Yeah. The forest creature. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I don't know the cartoon. I hear this basically just is season one, because the cartoon's only three seasons, if I recall.
Yeah, they split into three books.
Yeah, so apparently it's only going to be two more seasons of this show too. But I don't know, I enjoyed it. Like I said, it had a good story. I mean, it's a lot of the same, you know. It's all about power, politics, taking over land, and the fire team, whatever you want to call them. What are they called?
Firebenders.
Firebenders, yeah. Firebenders, they want the land to themselves. And then there's earthbenders, air and water. And our boy Aang, he has all of them, because he is all the living descendant. He's all the avatars, all the masters. And the way the avatars work is when one master dies, basically they inherit all of the avatar powers and moves on to the next person. They just collect them as they go. So he's like all avatars in one. I mean, that's why he's the avatar, because that's what that means. So anyway,
Very good.
I enjoyed it. Like I said, I thought what was good about it compared to, say, One Piece, which I really enjoyed, is this. You could tell the budget's much bigger on Avatar.
Yeah.
And that thing that I think that makes these type of shows kind of a make or break. Because what's the other one that came out last year that people didn't like?
Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, yeah. It felt cheap. It just
but
came
the
out.
Acting was horrible too, though. It wasn't.
Oh
just
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
It
wasn't actors. A good show.
No,
but it felt really cheap. I mean, One Piece kind of felt cheap too, but this show doesn't feel cheap. The action's good, the effects are good, the story's good. I thought the most badass character was actually the first avatar that he turns into,
Kyoshi.
The female. Yeah. Most badass character. But I enjoyed it. I mean, if you like the show, you're gonna like. It's getting bad reviews. Which I don't understand.
I think it's because people who were diehard Avatar fans, I think they're expecting more. Because, I mean, it moves pretty quick. I mean, you only have 8 episodes to do a full 22, 32 episodes, whatever.
It jumps to just all. So, if like you said, I think every season was 22 episodes.
Yeah. So, what it's doing is jumping to every interaction with Zuko.
Well, that, and it's also doing where it's like if every 3 episodes was one story arc of that season, it's just going straight to the third episode of every, that's all it's doing. It's jumping to the third episode. Boom, 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 boom. It's not, which is fine. I don't need all this exposition. I mean, I don't need all that shit. They explain everything to me. Like, people want more and more, just extra episodes of just filler? I just saw that on True Detective. I don't need it. So, yeah, there you go. So, if I had to rate it, I'd give it a four. It's a good show. It's, again, it's based on a cartoon, anime, Nickelodeon. It's a good show. It's hard to turn those into good live action shows. It really is. But what's your take on Avatar: The Last Airbender?
Well, what I appreciate the most is the accurate casting, unlike M. Night Shyamalan, where he had Dev Patel playing Zuko, which made absolutely no sense at all. I don't know if he had any Japanese characters in his movie or Asian characters.
I don't think even Aang was Asian. Or he was, but he was not, he wasn't casted properly. He looked like a white, almost like a white kid, like a half white, half Asian kid.
Yeah, his name was Noah Ringer. He's from the original movie. Yeah, you're right. He looks like he's a white kid, basically. What I like about it is also the acting. It's got good acting. I did see the original series. I'm not too hung up on like some of the fanatics who are hung up on it. It just has a good flow. It's definitely going to be rushed. Like I said, 8 episodes, which was Netflix the first to start the whole 8-6 episode thing. Because every show is like short seasons, so they have to really. But what I don't like is the in between time. You're not going to see it again for maybe a year or two.
Oh, I'd say 2 years for this show.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. But this compared to One Piece is that One Piece did look like the budget wasn't as big as Airbender.
Yep.
But the acting in One Piece is phenomenal.
One Piece is very entertaining.
Oh,
very
yeah.
Entertaining. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would also give this a 4 out of 5. I don't know why. It's only got a 60% on Rotten Tomato. It should be much higher than that. But, yeah, it's a good watch. Really good watch.
I mean, yeah, like I said, the casting is really, really, like, done well. I mean, probably the most accurate casting of any anime is what I can think of. Remember the Dragon Ball movie where nobody was Asian?
Oh, that was accurate. That was 100%.
Yeah. That was 100%. Spot on.
Yeah. I thought M. Night was spot on at first, but
no, you forgot about Dragon Ball. Yeah. What a fucking piece of shit movie. So check out The Last Airbender on Netflix if you haven't. It is pretty good. It's pretty good. Good action, good story, good acting, and not cheap. Looks great. So what else are you watching? Anything else? Oh, wait, before we jump into that, True Detective Season 5. So there you go. It's coming from the same writer, director, and showrunner as season 4. So there you go.
How long before that one comes out? Another 3-4 years?
I'm going to guess that HBO probably wants her to put that shit together ASAP.
Yeah.
So, because you know that season 4 was watched more than season 1? It's the most watched True Detective.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow. I think people were just excited because like, oh, we get another True Detective. And I think there's that buildup. You know, and like we said before, episode 1 sucked you in.
And, oh, definitely. Yeah.
And even if you thought it was going downhill, you didn't give up on it. Because you're like, I got to see where this garbage goes. And that's what happened. So sometimes that's how it goes. How's it goes? So, oh, so what are you watching? Anything else before we, you know, close up shop and kick everybody out? You don't even know what you're doing these days.
No, I don't. I got nothing. I started watching Mean Girls. I didn't know it was a musical.
Oh, that's right. Mean Girls, the remake based on the Broadway show.
Oh, that what I didn't even understand why this was remade. I didn't understand why Tina Fey one day woke up and went, you know what? I can redo this movie.
So yeah. I think it was because it's a huge hit on Broadway. Slightly different than the movie. But you watched how long? How much of it did you watch?
First half. I watched up to the part where Katie goes to the house. To the
oh, yes.
Head girl,
yes,
in the, yes, in yes. the Jeep.
Yes, the house. Yeah. It's not a good movie. I mean, when I watched it, the whole time I thought, why did they do this movie? Like, I don't understand. The first one's so good. Why do we need this? Like, it doesn't make any sense. And I think sometimes Tina Fey, it just, you know, thinks she's like hilarious and the movie's not funny. And she likes to cast John Hamm in a lot of her movies that she does. Not good. Not good. Avoid Mean Girls, the reboot. It's not good. It's a musical. Well, you better love fucking singing every like 10 minutes because they sing a shit ton.
Does Tina Fey sing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I noticed in the beginning when they're going through all the classes, a lot of the teachers would sing, but Tina Fey, when they got to her class, she didn't sing.
She does, though. Yeah.
All right.
She does. It's just not good. It's just not good. Don't see Mean Girls, the musical, or
I'm
Mean Girls,
for John Hamm to talk, because he has a sexuality class, right?
He's a gym coach, but yeah.
But I was waiting for him to go, today we're going to learn how to put on a condom. And he's standing there with a banana in his hand. And then one of the students asked what the banana is for. He goes, well, I don't like to teach on an empty stomach.
And there you go. Well, sound like you wrote this movie. What a piece of shit. Anyway, so the movie's just whatever. I mean, it's funny. I had a buddy recently. He went to go see it here
in
LA.
He actually paid for this.
No. Went to go see the actual play.
Oh, the play.
He loved
it.
He said, "Man, it's so good. You should see it." I said, "What'd you see?" Mean Girls. I already saw Mean Girls. No, the play. And he told me about it, and I was like, "Wait a second. That sounds like it's just like the movie. The girl's now from South Africa. Blah 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 blah." And so when he told me, I was like, "It's identical. I don't have to go see the fucking play now." They just converted it to a movie. Who cares? Oh, Jennifer Lopez released a new movie too on Amazon Prime.
This is who I am now or something stupid.
Yeah, yeah. It's basically a 60-minute music video. So I just want to talk about that. Yeah, yeah. It's about her ups and downs and her love life and who she is now, how it molded her, blah, 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 blah. So there you go. Yeah. Don't watch it. It's horrible. I mean, it's Jennifer Lopez. I mean,
well, at least she hasn't been run through as many times as Taylor Swift. Oh my God, they had a list of all her boyfriends recently. I'm like, holy shit, man.
Well, how do you expect her to write music?
Yeah, I guess so.
If she gets married to Travis Kelce, career's over. She can't write
music. Oh, those albums are going to be shit.
She can write about like babies and shit now all of a sudden. But you're right. The album won't be good because she needs content. That's what she does.
She needs heartbreak in order to write a song.
He calls it cocktent, but she needs content. So, oh, it's true though. When she dated the guy that played Loki, she was like, "Oh my God,
it'll still
we're gonna get married." And then even he wore a T-shirt that said "I love Taylor." Like I was like,
"It says I love TS," is what it said on it.
TS Taylor's. I'm like, tank top. Yeah. Okay. And then like 2 months later, over. Then she moved on to the next guy. Then over. No, move on to the next guy. I was like, God damn. Like,
yeah. Two guys from Glee. She dated two guys from Glee. John Mayer, Tom Hiddleston.
Wait. She John Mayer also like Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, huh. John Mayer. Yeah, Harry Styles.
Oh, that was well known. Yeah.
I can't remember.
Well, then she had a boyfriend from like 2019 to 20 to the
she
beginning
had, like,
two
of high school boyfriends, like the beginning of her career.
But she had somebody that was like kind of a nobody for like the last 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wasn't anybody like any type of celebrity.
Oh, she dated the dude from the Twilight series, the werewolf.
She did when Twilight was popular.
Yeah.
Yeah. He actually talked about how she dumped him. Yeah. Yeah.
Probably because he got fat.
I think it's, you know what?
That dude
I think,
was grossly out of shape.
But I think with her, I think her thing is because she's on the road all the goddamn time. So I think she just falls for anybody fast because it's like, maybe this one will work. Ah, no, I'm too busy for you. Maybe this one will work. Ah, I'm too busy for you. And like right now, she's touring Australia. So
yeah, and Kelsey's chasing after her. He's there. He's in Australia.
He's chasing after her. You are correct. So
apparently the story is he went to one of her concerts and tried to pass a note or try to pass his phone number to her on a friendship bracelet. Like, I guess, I don't know. But eventually they did meet after the show, and that's how it started.
Well, he brought it up on his podcast first and kind of like kind of made a joke with his brother, like, oh, watch, I'm going to ask her out on a DM on Instagram. And his brother was dogging him, and he was like, yeah, watch, I bet you she goes out with me. And she didn't. She said no. And then, like you said, he went to a show and was like passing a note in sixth grade. Give this to her, please. And then all he said was, I want to score in your end zone. She right away fell in love. Right away. So, there you go.
Wizard?
Who's a wizard?
Is he a wizard?
He is a wizard. Yes, he's and she a needs $1 million. Actually, he's a chief. We can't go about that because it's like cultural appropriation.
Oh, that's right.
Did he tomahawk chop her? Probably a couple times. So there we go. All right. Well, that's our show, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Nerds Talking, a podcast. I don't know if Carlos has anything else. Carlos, you got anything else? Anything going on?
Tune in next Friday where we'll have a new show again.
Wow. That's what you
and
got.
Hopefully, that's all I got. And hopefully,
that's what you got.
The return of one or two or three.
Three? Who the fuck? Who would be the third one?
I don't know. We'll find somebody.
You pulled Dennis out of retirement? After he found out his
Marie.
Tesla phone.
Always Marie.
I always forget about that one. Oh, goddamn Marie. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Real quick. Richard Lewis passed away. Yeah.
Who? Oh, Richard Lewis. The comedian.
Yeah. Passed away.
Richard Lewis.
Yeah. Passed away. He was a regular on this season's Curb Your Enthusiasm. He's always been a regular, but I was surprised he was on this show. But
he was going to be on this show, but now he won't be.
He was scheduled to be on next week. So one of the people you're talking about was Richard for next. Oh man,
next week.
Maybe he found out he had to come on this show.
He just like, you know what?
I'll leave.
Now's a good time as they need to go.
I mean, he's been battling cancer, and fucking. Wait a second.
He didn't tell us.
That's just that he has cancer. Which mogul did he? Oh, God damn it. I mean, Larry David's kind of a mogul, right? He created one of the best TV shows ever. Anyway, so there you go.
Guess we'll have to find someone for next week.
Yeah.
Really would not be Richard Lewis.
That is correct. So that's it. That's all we got. I got nothing else. Looking through my list of possible. Oh, you know what? Superman Legacy started filming this week. There you go. So, then the Superman movie that comes out in 2025 started.
Oh yeah, and
this
the
week.
Woman who played Lois Lane says she's seen the costume and it looks phenomenal.
There you go. So, looks phenomenal. These are the Superman Legacy update. So there you go. Also, the all the animation for Creature Commandos done. So hopefully we'll be seeing that shortly. So the Creature Commandos.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm hoping it's like kind of Spider-Verse, but a little tighter, you know. So
this is theatrical release, right? Or is this HBO?
It's weird. I've heard it's 8 episodes, but I also heard it's a movie. I don't even know. Yeah.
Okay. Because so, I know they're going to do the Disney thing. Max stuff on Max is going to tie into the movies.
All of it. Yeah. So all of it, even the video games that are coming out,
they're supposed to be tied in. Yeah.
They're all tied into the movies also. So everything is going to be tied into the movie. So James Gunn is building this whole web universe that everything ties into it. Yeah. Except for anything that he labels Elseworld. So if it's labeled Elseworld, such as the Batman Part 2, it's not tied into DC. So There you go.
I heard that was started up as well.
Nope. Jeffrey Wright said he's never even seen a script.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey Wright.
Oh, The Crow. The Crow remake, June 7th. There you go. Everybody that's a Crow fan.
Skarsgård. I saw the photo.
Yeah, June 7th. Variety released it. Maybe
just
got
to wait
photos
for the film to see what how it pans out.
The director said the biggest difference, because it is kind of a remake, reboot, is that the villain is supernatural. So, there you go.
Well, it makes sense, because Crow was somewhat supernatural as well.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. So, there you go.
But I don't know. The first one's going to be hard to beat. It's a cult classic. It's a good film.
It's so good. The first one is ridiculously good. Like, stupid good. Yeah.
I couldn't tell you how many times I've seen that movie. It's good.
It's on my top five all-time list, for sure. Yeah. I love that movie. Okay, well, there you go. That's our show, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Nerds Talking the Podcast. Remember to check us out on YouTube. Look up Nerds Talking Podcast. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcast, it's just Spotify, iTunes, iMusic, whatever it's called, Tesla Music, because that's probably going to be on the phone. And, you know, anywhere else you like podcasts, check it out. Nerds Talking the Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. For Carlos.
Bye-bye.
And I'm Lafayette. Catch you next time on Nerds Talking the Podcast.